Hello there. Do you know what a prophet's chamber is? Long ago, Elisha, God's prophet, found some friends in Shunem who built an extra room for him in their house. When Elisha came to their town, he and his servant Gehazi would stay there. One day, Elisha said,
Gehazi, this room is nice. You know, we should really do something for that Shunammite woman.
Well, she has no son, and her husband is very old.
I want you to call her and tell her I would like to talk to her.
Soon the woman stood at the door.
Dear kind woman, about this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms.
Oh, Elisha, I wish it could be. Don't try to make me believe something that is impossible. Don't you know my husband is very old?
But God was faithful, and when the time came, she had a son. She was so happy to have a little boy to love. God had given her a life even though she and her husband had thought it was impossible. God is giving new life today, and this life is through his son Jesus. The life he gives lasts forever. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Again he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the living water. He that believes on me shall never thirst. If your heart is hungry for everlasting life, ask Jesus to forgive your sins. Turn your life around and walk with him. He died on the cross for your sins and wants to give you a clean heart. Jesus was God's gift to us. Take him into your heart. Just close your eyes and pray after me. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I thank you that you rose again from the grave. Come into my heart and make me clean. I want to go God's way the rest of my life. Amen. The Bible says, for as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you believed in Jesus as you prayed, you are now a child of God.